What does that mean? Lefum Sheira Tank Susa. Rashi says Lefi Sheira means Tekeno Koshalo Masoi. Venechel Lisva Begodim Rechovim. Fiyolda Tzricha Begodim Rechovim Lisnoisbem. The Sheikh Susa means Lefi Sheira, how old she is, give her clothing. Well, that's what words. Both psukim go upon the clothing. And it means, shalai yitain lo loisha yadlas kena. Don't give young clothing to an older lady. Loisha is kena le yalda. Don't give older clothing to a young lady. That's what shera means. Shera means give them according to what they need. Ksusov yenosa, lefum aynosa tank sosa. The same thing. Lefi di ayna, give her clothing. It means, shalai yita chadoshim yamay sachama. Now, the whole psukim only going upon that you have to feed, give clothing to your wife. What type of clothing do you give her? Don't give her new ones in the summertime. And not torn ones in the winter months. Rashi says, means cham and hang yoisim in ashkokim. That chadoshim ahara. So don't give her new ones. They're too hot to wear in the summer. So that's the post. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the post doesn't say chiv mezoinus. The husband doesn't have a chiv to mefarnish his wife. That's only chiv mid rabbanon. Kisses, machlokes tanoim, what the word shera means. And anosa means that there's a chiv mid raisa for husband to support his wife or not. Alright, we'll stop there. You were holding daf mem ches omer aleph. When the middle of shayla again, if a husband has a chiv mid raisa to be mefarnes to feed his wife or not. Or it's only a tekonim mid rabbanon after tonight's suba. Last month, Yom the Pshat with Darshan the Posek of Sheiro Ksusav Yenosa. So, one month Yom before we had where Sheiro Taka means Elu Mazinus. That means Midi Raisa, a husband has to feed his wife. Now, we're up to Mem Chesam and Aleph. You'll sit over again on top. Like Iblezim and Yaakov Oima. Sheiro, what does that mean? Sheiro Ksusa means Lufum Sheiro Tank Susa. According to how old she is, that's the way you have to give her clothing. What does that mean? I don't give a younger girl's dress to a tekena to an older lady. And Rashi explains the younger one's dress is much wider and weighs more. It's too heavy for an older lady. So she give an older lady a shorter one like. And don't give a dress for an older lady to a young lady. That's what the pasuk means. Sheruk susa means give her a ksus according to sheruk, according to her age. And then it says ksusa v'yenosa. You see, Darshan's whole thing goes on ksusa. That ksusa v'yenosa means lefum aynosa tank sosa. According to the time of the year, the weather, that's how you have to give her clothing. That means shelo yitain chadoshim yomei sachama. Don't give her new clothing in the summer months, because new clothing, Rashi says, is chamhem. They're very hot. So it's too hot to wear in the summer months. V'loy shchokim yomei sachshamim. Don't give old the clothing in the winter time, because the shchokim don't warm you up so much, and in the winter time you need warmer clothing. So you have to make sure you give a clothing warmer for the winter and not so warm for the summer. But the Gemara says, Tony Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says like this: Shan the postik is Sheira Zu Kiruv Bosa. Sheira means when you live with your wife, you have to live like close Kiruv Bosa, that your flesh should be touching her flesh. That means shelo yinig bo minig pasoyim. You're not supposed to live with your wife the way the pasoyim live with their wives. How did they do it? Shemishamshim mitoseyim bilavushayim. When they used to live with their wife, they used to still be wearing their clothing. They used to wear their clothing. So that's not a nice thing. That's not what the Torah wants. The Torah says shera means zu kiruv bosa. So Mara says misayle le rafuna. It's a raya to rafuna. To yama rafuna. Rafuna says, if somebody says, if a man says to his wife, "If she, I only want it, elo ani bebigdi, that I still want to wear my clothing, b'shas tashmish, v'hi bebigdo, and I want her to wear her clothing, b'shas tashmish amitam." So the Gemara says, "Is yoitzi? She has the right to ask for a get, and he has to give her a get for noisen ksuba, and the husband has to pay the ksuba." In other words, we consider this his fault. He's like causing it. That she has a taina to say that tashmish has to be kiruv bosa without clothing. And if he only wants to wear clothing, she has a right to demand a get. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, afilu oni sheb Yisrael. Back to the Mishnah again, that the Mishnah said that what a husband has a chiev to take care of the kfura of his wife. Rachmanes, his wife, is nifta, dies, so he has to take care of the kfura. And Rabbi Yehuda adds to it, that Afilu Anisha Yisrael, even though the husband is very poor, still he has to pay for at least two people to play the flutes, and Mekainanais, people to scream there. As they used to have at the time of the Gemara, at the Levaya, they used to have people playing the flutes to make a sad, to play sad music, to make the people cry. So that was a minig then that you had to pay for it, that no matter how poor you are, you have to pay for this by your wife's Levaya. So Gemara says, Michlal, the Tanakama Sovar, the Tanakama, the first man Yom the Mishnah holds, that Hanilai, that the husband does not have a chiyuv to pay for the two flutes, or for the Mekainanais, for the people to scream there by the Levaya. So Gemara says, Hey Chidrami, what are we talking about? What type of situation is it? If it's the urche, the normal way, Sirashi says, derech b'nois mishpachta b'kach, it's a derech of her mishpacha, people in her mishpacha do like this, that they have people playing the flutes by the levaya, for the Gemara, my time of the Tanakama. What's the reason of the Tanakama then? If that's a minig in her mishpacha, of course the husband should have to do that way. My time of the Tanakama, the Yom Aloy, that the husband doesn't have to pay for this, for the flutes. Vi de lav urcha elamites not the derech. That's not the normal manner they do to have flutes playing by their levaya. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason then of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he say that the husband has to pay for the two flutes? So Gemara says lo tzricha. We're talking about like this. Kagoyin the urche di day. It was him. It was his minig and his mishpacha and the husband's mishpacha. They used to do like this by the levaya. They used to pay to have people play the flutes. But for lav urcha dido, but her mishpacha, the wife's mishpacha, wasn't their minik. They didn't used to hire people to play the flutes. B'shas levaya. So more so like this. So what's the machlokes then? Tanakama sobar. Tanakama holds that the husband does not have to put his minig upon his wife. He does the way she was. And what's the pshat? That ki amrinu. When do we say the klal? As we'll see later on in the Masechta, that oyla imoi, that she goes up with husband. When a lady gets married, she has all the better rights of a husband's minhagim, v'yena yeredis imoi, but she does not go down with him. That means if her minhagim are better than a husband's, she doesn't have to lose out by it, but she only gains. Since the husband's minhag was to pay for the flutes by the levaya, so how come the husband doesn't have to do this for his wife? So tell you like this, Hani Mili, when do we say that when you get married, she has the rights of his bed and minhogim, mechayim, kolzaman, she's alive, the husband has to take care of her. Avali achamisa, the Tanakama holds though that once she dies, once your wife dies, liachamisa loy. Then we don't say that she gets the better rights of a husband, but rather this chiv of kfura, that the husband has a chiv to make sure that his wife, gets buried. He doesn't have to give her the better minhagim of his, but rather could only do the way her minhagim are. So since in her mishpacha, they did not have these two flutes playing by the levaya, therefore the Tanakama holds, the husband doesn't have to pay for it. For Rabbi Yehuda holds, don't know, that afilu liyacha misa, even after a person's wife dies, still the klal is oyli imai, that she has the rights of his minhagim. So since here we're talking about that the husband's minhagim were that they did hire flutes, therefore, at his wife's levaya, he has to pay for the two flutes. And exactly these halachas about oyli imoi, that you go up with him and not down with him, that we'll see later on in the Masechta Mishnah of Samach Aleph, we'll learn halachas about that. And the Gemara says that Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav Ukva, halacha k'Rav Yehuda. We pass him like Rav Yehuda. That lafil liyacha misa, still the wife has the schusim of the husband, that if the husband minig was to use the flutes by the levaya, he has to pay for it by his wife's levaya. To Yomar Rav Chizda Omar Marukva, Misha Nishteto, a person, a man, a husband, that became like dumb, Nishkeim Eshaita, he lost his mind. So Lachar is, Bezdin Yordin Unachosiv. Bezdin has the right to go down to his property, Vizonin Umafarnasim Esishtai, to take money out, whether it means to sell the property or Bechal to take his money, and with his money they use it to feed to Bemefarnes his wife, Ubonov Ubnoisov, his children, his sons and his daughters. For Dover Acher, and something else also, we'll soon see in the Gemara what it's something else. Either it means for Tzedakah, we take out money for Tzedakah, or we take out money to buy Tachshitim, jewelry-like, of some in perfume for his wife. So that's what we do for this person, the Sforis, because we say he would want it, like a normal person, normal husband, wants to support his children. So therefore, now that it became a shaita, Beis Din takes the money and uses it to support his children. Or Malay Ravina Ravashi, it's Ravina said to Ravashi, Maishna, like Ravina had a kasha, why is this differently, Hordatanya? Like we learned like this, a Gemara later that says, Misho Lachlamdina Sayom, if a man, a husband, left his wife, left his mishpacha, and just went away to the other side of the ocean, V'ishtoi Tevas Mezoinis, and now back at home, the wife comes to complain to Beis Din, she has the money to live on, she needs money to have Mezoinis. So the halacha is, Beis Din Yerdin L'Nechosev. Beis Din goes down to the husband's property, and either sells it again or takes money, V'zonin U'mafanas U'nesishtoi, and they take enough money to be mafanas to support his wife, Avoloi Bonov U'benoisov, but they have no right, Beis Din does not have a right to sell the property to get money for children, to support his children, for Loi Dover Acher, and not for the Tztok, and not for the Tashitim. So L'chur Ravina is asked Nakash, it's a stira. Here we say Beis Din only takes money for his wife, and before you said, Rav Chisda says that Beis Din has a right to take the money even for his children. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi answered back like this, Fuloi Shani L'chur, isn't there a big difference? Ben Yoytzi L'das, L'yoytzi Shle L'das. Yoytzi L'das means where husband went away to the other side of the ocean when he had his mind. He knew what he was doing, and still he did not leave any money behind for his children. So the other svar is, he does not want to support his wife or his children. So therefore the halacha is that a husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. Therefore, for his wife, the Beis Din takes the nechosim and sells it to get money to support his wife. Mashenkin, a husband does not have a chiyuv to support his children. Therefore, for the children, Beis Din does not get money for them, take money from his nechosim. Mashenkin, when the husband becomes a shaita, he goes out. Shaloi midas means he loses his mind. There we say, if he would have been normal, if he would have had his mind, most probably he would have been nich, he would have wanted that his children should be supported from his property. Even though he doesn't have a chiyuv to, but normally a person supports his children. Therefore, Beis Din says that most probably he would have wanted that the money should go for his children also. Therefore, there Beis Din sells his nechosim even for the children also. Now the Gemara explains, my dov racher, what is this other thing also that we also sell, or else we do not sell the property for? So Rav Chisda Ramah Zeh Tachshit. That means you're allowed to sell the property to get money to give Tachshitim. Rashi says it means psamin, like giving perfume to your wife to make your wife look nice. Rav Yosef Ramah Tzedakah. It means whether we take money, if we could take money from his property to give for Tzedakah. So Mor says, man, the Yom HaTachshit, the one that says we take money for Tachshit, is called Shechen Tzedakah. So Rashi learns, this goes on the second brisa, where we do not sell the money. So if you do not sell the property to get money for Tachshitim, for sure you do not sell to give money for Tzedakah. But man, the Yom HaTzedakah, the one that says just we do not take money out for Tzedakah, he'll hold Abu Tachshit Yavin in law. But we do get money from his property to give his wife for Tachshitim, she should be able to have perfume or to look nice. Why? The Lanichalei Ditinoval. That's also a svara. Her husband does not want that his wife should not look nice. Even though the husband is not around, the husband went to Medina Sayyum, still he doesn't want like his wife should not look nice. People talk, it doesn't look nice. Therefore, it's a svara he would have been Nicha that they should give her money to buy Tachshitim also. But for Tzedakah, that they say no, he wouldn't be Nicha to give money for Tzedakah. But it says, now, Omer Rav Chiya Baravin, Omer Rav Huna, Mi Shehol Lach Lomdina Sayon, somebody went away to the other side of the ocean, Umeisi Ishtoi, and his wife died. So the halacha is, Beis Din Yerdin L'Nechosov, V'Koivri Noisoi, L'Fi Kfoidoi, yeah, the what? That the husband is not home right now, and his wife died. So Beis Din goes to his nechosim and gets money enough to make a kfura lefi kvaydoi. In order for the kavod, how much respect would have been for the husband? So Gemara makes a diyuk lefi kvaydoi for loy lefi kvaydo. Like let's say where she was more chashuv than him. So for the wife, you have to give a lot of respect by the levaya. But just as the husband, he wasn't such a chashuv a person. He doesn't deserve so much respect. So it's mashmi, you only have to give her respect according to the husband's respect. So why? Someone says, like, why not? If she was a chashuv lady, why doesn't she deserve respect the way she deserves it? Someone says, Eichanami, Amos, say like this better. That even according to respect of the husband, that means in a case where the husband was a big Talmud Chacham and deserved a lot of respect, so so then we have to give this respect also to his wife. In other words, in a case where she is not as chashev as he is, where he is more chashev, so he deserves more respect. So the chiddush is that we have to give respect to his wife also. And Hokamashmalon, this comes to teach us that oily imai, that a wife goes up with a husband, v'yeni yeredis, she does not go down. And v'yeni yeredis imai, and v'yafilu liyachamisa, even here with nageh to the kfura, to the burial of his wife, after she died, still she has the dinim of the kovet of a husband. That if a husband deserves a lot of kovet, they have to give this respect also to his wife. And the whole like of Yehuda in our Mishnah, that afilu liyachamisa, still the wife has the dinim of oila imai. Right. Omer Rav Masna. Rav Masna says like this. So Omer, if a man says b'shas like he's dying, he says that in Meso, if his wife dies later, like loytik beruhu min nechosav, he does not want that the burial, the money for the burial, should come from his nechosim. So we're talking about now the husband is dying first, and after he dies, his sons yash and his nechosim. And halacha is the sons do not have a chiyuv to take care of the burial of their mother. So here, of course, telling us the chiddush that the husband speaks out of Farish, that he does not want that his yoshim should have to pay for his wife's kfura. They do not have to pay. Is shaynim loy? So more like asked the question. The more asks now, ma'ish no ki omar? Why do we have to say? Why? What's the svara that if the husband says this, leaves over word that later when his wife dies, he doesn't want his children to have to pay for the kfura? Why do we say that? Shaynim, we believe him. Dinaf le nichse kai miyasme. Because the svar is now that the husband is dying, when he dies, his nechostim, his property, falls in front of his children, goes to his yusaymim. And therefore they do not have a chiv to bury their mother. There's only chiv upon the husband to bury his wife, not upon the yorshim. Svat gemara, ki lo yom anami, nichse kai meyas mirami. So even if the husband would not leave such word, if it even didn't say anything, but if the husband dies first, automatically, like the Yarshim, Yarshim, the Nechosim, so the Chura should also be a din, that they do not have to pay for the burial of the mother. So what's the Chiddush of here? Only because the husband said so? So then, Echnami, but the Pshan of Bryce is like this. Elo Ho'emer, if a person says like this, he says about himself, in Mesu, if a person says that if when he dies, lo tekferuhum in Nechosov, he doesn't want like them to use the money to pay for the kfura, to pay the chev kedisha from his own property. In other words, he wants that all his money should go to Yerusha, to his children. And who should pay the chev kedisha? Let the tzedakah, let the yanshir pay. So the din is ain't shame loy. We don't listen to a person like that. Why? Because the svar is lav kol heimenu. She yasher as bonav, there's no svarim that he should leave his money over, that his children should yashin it and become rich. And his own nechosim, his own necessities to pay for his own kfuram should be put upon the tzibur. There's no svar like that. That avad from the person, the chev kedisha has a right to demand the money from his nechosim. Before the kids yashim the nechosim, before they get the Yerusha, the chev kedisha has a right to say, we get paid first. That is a chev upon the person, the nifter, he has to pay for the kfura. So therefore the chev kedisha get the money before the yashim yashin it. Now the Mishnah says, Lo'ilam hi b'rishus av. A person's daughter is always in the father's rishus, ad shetikones rishus habal, l'nisuyin. Until she, like mamash, has chuppah, like Rashi says, kolema, shetikones l'chuppah l'shei nisuyin. Until she goes into her husband's rishus means, have l'chuppah l'shei nisuyin. But before your daughter makes nisuin with her husband, even though she already had erisin, she already had kedushin, she's still called brishus av. That means the mashal, her metzias, what she finds, still goes to her father. Her paycheck still goes to her father. If she's a bas yisrael and she got married to a kohen, she can't eat truma. She's still called brishus av until she goes luchupa. Now the Mishnah says, what about